Hello. It's just Josh. I don't know how long it's been. Forever. Can read the date there. It's February 7th, 2023. What is today? Wednesday. So it's been 11 days since my fiance up and decided to end our relationship. I'm currently living at my best friend's house, my only friend up here. They were kind enough to let me stay with them. And we're here. I can say it's been the first week was, whoa, man. Couldn't do much without getting emotional, because it all happened so suddenly. It was, I didn't even know what was happening, one of those things. I've been in a depression, and I've been channeling that depression. Or avoiding it by burying myself in my phone or games. And I've been neglecting her, not really helping her out. And I didn't know it was this serious. I wish she would have made it a little more clear. Because the night before, it all caved in. We actually went out to like an arcade and had a great time, and then the next day she decided to go out with her friends and hang out with a dude, another dude that she says nothing happened, but your mind still wanders, but I mean I trust her. But the fact that she even flirted with the idea of it all really hurts, just wish I could go back. Wish I could go back and just turn the games off or put my phone down and just sit with her and talk to her about her day, hold her, I mean, we've been together for 10 years. We have two children. And this all just is over. I mean, she's given me like little bits of false hope that maybe it'll work. She just needs some time and space. But I don't know. I went through her phone a couple times and she was just like bashing me with her friends and wanted to let me off easy so I didn't kill myself or whatever. And her friends are all just laughing about it. So that's super cool. Like, yeah, they don't even know me. They don't know what I stand for. They don't know who I am as a person. She does. Apparently, I disgust her now. But since then, I've sold my PlayStation 5. I barely pick up my phone. It almost makes me like physically sick to open Instagram or Facebook because it's just fucking nonsense on there. Just looking through it. So it's just trash. I mean, some of the stuff's good. You get your little positive pages that kind of lift you up. But for the most part, 80% trash, 20% of it is like uplifting or positive or whatever. Just don't like being on it anymore. Scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Because that's her thing. So it wasn't just me. We would both sit there and just be like disconnected from each other and reading a couple books. One's called 30 Days to Live. And I mean, that one, oh man. I've already had some crazy shit happen. There's one chapter where it talks about forgiveness, and it has you write a letter to God, being completely honest, because he already knows your thoughts, right? So I wrote in it, man, I just wish he was here, to weather the storm with me. And why would you let this happen, God? I don't know. I went into it pretty hard. I mean, it was a full page of, complaints and whatever else. I had brief thoughts of suicide and thoughts of hurting other people, not her, but the dude for sure, and maybe some of her friends. But at the end, it says to rip it up and ask God to free you of this pain, or and to help you forgive, because you can't really start to process anything until you actually forgive. And so I burned it. I took it outside of my job and I set it on fire. I watched it burn, and then as I stepped on the ashes, I went back inside and I really had to pee, so I started to walk towards the bathroom. And I have a shop area, so there's multiple doors and you have to lock them and unlock them. And I went back to where I was outside, where I had burned the letter, just to make sure that door was locked. And I went to hit my vape one more time before I did it. And as I was doing that, I looked up in the sky. And I mean, it couldn't have been, this is a span of maybe, I burn the letter, watch it turn to ash, step inside, go, oh, I gotta pee, start walking that way. Then I turn around to go check if the door's locked. So I mean, it's maybe 10 seconds at max. And as I do that, as I open the door and poke my head out, I look up and there's these two white geese, super white, bright as day. And they're flying right next to each other, and they're flying literally right over me. And I just knew it was God talking to me, trying to calm my heart, just to let things be, let us fly. And I just started crying. I called my buddy and I was like, dude, the craziest shit just happened. I gotta tell you. And it was undeniable that it was, because I mean, just the path that they were on to fly right over me right at that second for me to come back to the door. It was just it was so crazy. Just added to my list of reasons why I believe in God. I have so many things that I can't explain, that have happened. And I kind of made a decision. So the first week, man, I was just a wreck. I couldn't function around people. Having conversations, as soon as my hands were idle, my brain would just go crazy. I just keep thinking about what she's doing. Is she talking to this guy? Because she's kind of put up this wall, man. She's totally trying to just forget about me or block me out of her life. And it's hard because we have two kids, so we have to see each other. We've been shuffling them back and forth, and she just keeps talking about she wants rest and a break, and I really want that for her. She does a lot. And I wrote her, because for a minute there, I was kind of bending to her every now and again, I'm just so sad, all the, I don't get it, I don't know this is happening, why can't you just give me another chance? And she's kind of I mean, she keeps giving me these false hopes, But then she can be real cold as well. So I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna go. So kind of just made a decision not to be sad anymore, you know? Not gonna be sad. We're gonna focus on ourselves. We're gonna. Because that's the thing too, is I've just been stagnant. I've been running a loop, running this loop. And they talk about in this 30 Days to Live that there's like we'll start with the favorite day of the week. Do you guys know what my favorite day of the week is? You can guess. And I'll tell you, it's my favorite day of the week is someday. Someday I'm gonna do this. Someday we'll go on a date by ourselves. Someday I'll finally paint your chairs that you asked me to paint. Someday I'll do whatever. I just keep putting everything off, you know. Someday I'll try to get a better job, or someday we'll buy a house, someday we'll do this, you know. It's just like this never ending thing, and it's so crazy. And I mean, I'm not the only one stuck in it. I'm sure there's many of you out there, same thing. And it's just crazy to me that I've. And then the other thing is, there's another chapter in the book where it talks about how being young and being so excited to ride the Big Dipper, and it's like one of the most dangerous rides at this fair. And are you in life, comparing it to life, are you riding the Big Dipper, or are you riding like the kiddie rides because they're safe? Or are you riding the Big Dipper that could fall apart at any point and you could fly off and possibly die? Are you living life safe, or are you taking risks? And I've just been riding those kiddie rides. Just sign me up. I'm gonna go on this little dragon here in a circle a million times. And then what's another one they got? Because it's a pretty heavily involved with God, this book. That's the other thing is, I feel like all this happened because I've put up a wall to God. I haven't like I used to pray like every day. I used to pray before my meals, even if it was just to myself. I mean, I would talk to him throughout my day, asking for guidance. I would pray for my kids, my family. And now, in the past, you know, year or two, I could probably count the amount of times that I've spoken to him on my hands, like. And I haven't been this close to God in a while, I can tell you that. I put up these walls, man, and he just took his sledgehammer and he broke every single one of them. I don't know if he was just using her to get back to me, or to get me back to him. I mean, it's hard. And I sent her a message because she's been putting up, she sent me a back to a couple minutes ago, where I've just been venting to her, like my sadness, and just being like a freaking sad sack, you know. Because I mean, it does hurt. It happened so quick. I didn't know. One day we're like kissing and hugging, cuddling. The next day, it's just over. You know, for a 10-year relationship to end that abruptly. I mean, I don't know how many people can't even imagine that. Not many people make it to that level of a relationship. And it's not like every day was terrible. I don't know, I'm not in her head. She wasn't like. And she says, I've told you so many times, but I don't. There was never this clear defining that I was losing her. And if there was, I never saw it. And I'm sorry to her for not seeing it. but I don't know if it was, I think it was the same day she messaged me and said, you know, I can't hear any of this anymore. When I'm ready to talk about stuff like that, I'll let you know. And I just felt like she was trying to block me out, you know, trying to scrub me from her brain. So I had to message her, and I wonder if I can get to it without closing this. Well, I can. Okay, and I'll just read the message I sent to her. So I sent her this message, man, and I read it to my friends, man. And when I was reading it to them, kind of like to proofread, I could barely get through it. I was crying super hard. It was tough, but I'll give it a go. So I said, I will give you your space. I know you said earlier you don't want to hear anything like this until you are ready, but I really need you to know that I love every bit of you, the good, the bad, and everything in between. I've sat here thinking, trying to put myself in your shoes. You bust your ass at work and then come home, and what awaits you? More work. The kids, the laundry, the cleaning, the food, the bathing, the everything. And then me. Oh, whoa, he's not helping. He's got a shower, or he's too tired. But I gotta make dinner, and I do everything for you, Josh. What about me? And me, I've been so dumb and so lazy and arrogant and selfish that I couldn't just help and give you some time for yourself, or genuinely ask how you are doing. If you're okay, I love you so much, and I can't believe I have used you and treated you like just a thing I crossed paths with. I just need you to know that I will never stop fighting for you. That if you need time, I will wait for you. I don't need any other woman or thing in my life. I have learned and loved your soul, and since then I will seek you. I want you to be happy, genuinely happy. And if that's not with me, then that's fine. A tough pill to swallow at the end of the day, but I'll get over it and learn how to cope and be there to co-parent the boys. But if one day you decide maybe to give me a chance, I promise that every day the sun will rise with you and set with you in mind. That every moment of my existence will be poured into genuinely loving you and the boys and making sure your every needs are fulfilled. Drops mic. Yeah, when I was initially reading that, man, every little bit of it was just, and it was so hard to send that message. Like, just to press send was like, whew, man. Because, and then, you know, reading it now, it's like, damn, did she feel what I felt when I wrote it? Because, man, I put so much emotion into that, and like now reading it, it's since I've made this decision to not, you know, be so sad anymore, it just seems like it's a little less than what it was. But I mean, I hope she understands. I just needed her to know that, you know, that I can wait. I don't want to throw away all the time we've had because, you know, I love her. I've been fucking up, and I get that, and I feel like she thinks that I'm not gonna change, that it's always gonna be the same. But my whole life has been like one hardship after another, and anytime I face those hardships, I always come out on top. I'm very determined when it comes to, you know, life changing, and when my brain's in the right place, you know, setting goals and going out to achieve them and doing all the things. And I mean, I was real depressed before all of this, and I can't really talk about it. I kind of just shut into myself, and I feel like that's the majority of why this all happened. I was burying myself in the stupid phone casino games. And at one point we had like agreed not to be on our phones when we were at home, together, and then one day she like busted her phone out, so I Busted my phone out, and then it was just kind of downhill from there. If anybody else is going through something like this, so like she would, I'd be playing games or whatever, and she would like stand there, and I used to get so mad about it. And now I look back and I'm just like, what an idiot I am. Like, you got this perfect person just screaming for your attention, for you to just hang out with her, to pay attention to her, and you're just so fucking dumb. You're gonna sit there and keep playing your fucking game. Or she would like turn it off sometimes and I would fucking start a fight. I would yell at her or whatever. And it's so fucking dumb. Like, what a waste of my time. I could have been building our relationship that much more versus tearing it down. And I'm so sorry to her for everything, And I don't know where she's at, headspace wise. She won't tell me anything. She's been going out to the bars with a few of her friends and, doing that stuff. But I haven't had a drink in, oh, it's been like a week. We went out to dinner. I had a beer, and I think that was the last one I had. But, and I mean, yeah, I think I'm about done vaping too. I almost hucked my vape into a fucking field the other day. I was pretty close to doing it. And I think it's time, I don't really need it. And for as much stuff as they say it does, like ramp up your anxiety and all the other things, which I'm gonna hit it now since we're talking about it. That's an addiction, all the goodies. Yeah, so I mean, this has been in the boys. Oh man. So Silas got a letter today from school. He said, well, so he does these emotions charts, right, throughout the day. And at the bottom of the letter, it said he's had a difficult time listening and responding to like teacher requests. And then at the bottom, it says, has anything changed at home? Like, wow, that's super sad that it's affecting him like that. I never wanted this for the boys. I wanted them to grow up, with two loving parents and to see like what a healthy relationship looks like. And I mean, yeah, we haven't been a healthy relationship for a minute now. Apparently for a long time, because she says she's been checked out for a while. And I just can't believe how oblivious I was to it. It's crazy to me. And yeah, my heart's broken, but we're trucking on. I'm working out a lot, going to the gym, reading these self-help books. I'm also reading the Five Love Languages and another one. I haven't started the other one yet, though, so I can't really say that I'm reading that. But I'm working on myself, trying to get better. Gotta get better. There was back to that book. So there was another one. And that's one of the big ones that I think is another reason God has, called me back into his arms. Is that I stopped trusting him. I stopped trusting that, that he would put me on the right path, or that no matter what I did, I couldn't fail, because no matter what it was, well, no matter what happened, it was all in God's plan, And I kind of stopped trusting that. Well, I did. I did stop trusting that. I stopped believing in him. Not fully, but I just, he's been on the back burner. And now he's all over the stove. He's everywhere. I've seen more weird things in the past, week. Like stuff that's, I've said it in a previous podcast, is just too many coincidences to be coincidences. It's God. He's yelling at me, telling me to wake up, reminding me that he's here. So I'm falling back on that. That I'm hoping, this is all God's plan, and hoping on the back end, we come out stronger than before. And if we don't, that's fine. Like I said in that note to her, it's that shit'll hurt. She's my person. We've been together, every day for 10 years. It's a long time. I've spent more time with her than I have anyone else. And I mean, we get along now. She gets a little frustrated with me here and there, but that's normal. But I just want to make her happy. Because I love her. I never stopped loving her. I never stopped caring for her. She's, my favorite. And I believe her when she says nothing happened between her and dude. I believe that. She also told me, like, there's nothing really going on there, that he was just there and he was a distraction. And I could get that, I haven't been the best at courting her and reminding, I don't know, just even talking to her, just looking her in the eyes and just having like a real conversation. We haven't had that. We've been so glued to our phones and the TV and all these electronics that are just murderers to any type of real relationship. So been trying to separate from all of that as well. But okay, back to the book. Sorry. So there's a chapter about trusting God, and it's in the opening, bit of the chapter. It talks about how there's a dad and his son. They're at a park, and the son wants to go on the monkey bars, and he puts his son on the monkey bars, and his son is on monkey bars, and he's holding on, he's holding on, he's giggling, he's having fun, and then eventually his arms start to wear out, and he says, "Okay, Dad, I'm all done. Get me down." And the dad says, "Let go, I'll catch you." And the son says, "What? No way." He's like, "I'm too scared." And he says, "Trust me, I'll catch you. I'm not gonna let anything bad happen to you. Just let yourself go. Just let go." And the son, scared, doesn't. He just keeps holding on until his knuckles are, white, and he can't hold on anymore, and finally he lets go. And guess what happens? His dad catches him. And that's me with God. I haven't been trusting that he was going to catch me when I fall. I've been thinking that I have to do it all alone on my own, but I'm never alone. And I haven't even really been thinking about it, I've been so stagnant, and I've been angry with the boys. I mean, they're kids, they're crazy, they do stuff. So I mean, they might break something or whatever, and I yell at them instead of, just letting them be boys. Let them enjoy their innocence, Why am I rushing them to grow up? It's not so fun being grown up. I want them to enjoy their childhood, you know. I want them to experience as much as possible without learning the, you know, the structured, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yeah, I want them to experience things and be happy. I don't want to, you know, hold them back from being who they truly are. And baby Katie, he's got a lot of anger for a little guy. He gets real mad sometimes. And it's, you know, it's when you're telling him not to do so. But I mean, he does hurt himself a lot and almost kill himself a lot. So it's kind of like, buddy, please listen. But they're both great. And I love their mom. And I wish we could just be a family. Like a nice, happy family. But I fucked it up. Fucked it up real good, so. Now we are dividing up the week. The boys are staying with me a couple, like 3 nights a week. Kind of balance out our schedules. I've been going over there, helping her tuck them in and, you know, doing some small things around the house to try to help her out. Because she does a lot, man. She does everything, you know. I've told her before, you know, like, you're the glue that holds this family together. And, you know, thinking about it, that's kind of fucked up. Like, I left her to take care of all of us. It should have been us as a team, you know. We should have had, like, we should have just talked. We should have talked more. I should have asked her, like, what I can do for her that would make her life easier. Apart from chores and all the, and that's the other thing. So one of her love languages is acts of service. And fuck me, dude, if every time she didn't ask me to do something, I gave her flack, I would say no. I mean, jokingly no, but still I was saying no. And I would take 2 hours to do it, or, you know. I'm just like, motherfuck, dude. Like, looking back, like, damn, all these little things that. And what's funny is we've had this 5 love languages book and another one that's like something about being in a marriage and being able to, like, have a positive relationship. We've had both of these books sitting on our shelf for the past 2-3 years, and I have never looked at them once. Like, come on, dude. What the fuck? How long does it take to read a book? How many fucking shows and movies and fucking games and all this other, the keys to our happiness were literally sitting on a shelf collecting dust, and I just fucking, yeah, just fucking threw it away for some games. Like, what a fucking nerd. But you can't sit here and keep kicking yourself. So that's where I decided we ain't gonna do that no more. I mean, I know what I'm capable of. I know that I want to change. I am changing. I've already pretty much, you know, a lot has changed in the past week. Super fast. Like I said, I sold my PS5, and I sold it for way under what I was asking for it because I just wanted it gone. I think I originally put it up for $550, and some dude offered me $350, and I said, yep, it's yours. Come get it. And when I responded yes to him, he was like, wait, for real? And he's like, I'm going to need you to plug it in and, like, send me a video that it works. And I was like, I swear to everything. He's going to believe that he was trolling me initially, I'm assuming. And then I said yes, and he was totally confused. It was pretty funny, but I mean, good for him. And then it was funny, after I sold it, I had like four or five people that wanted to buy it for the original price, but I had already told the dude yes, and I'm not greedy like that. I don't rather supply someone with a bit of happiness, you know? So venture wise, I got a job offer with a company, Weyerhaeuser, to potentially change careers to become an electrical maintenance mechanic or something. Initially, the guy told me it was like $40 an hour, but I think that's what well-paid ones make. Which, I mean, either way, that's pretty top. That's way, I make $25 right now, working at Best Buy. And, you know, I mean, I've also been thinking about some car audio installer and remote starts and stuff. Mobile electronics, I guess you could say. I've been doing it for like four or five years, and it's goes good, you know. I get a lot of people that come in there just to see me. Like, people have been like, oh, I'm looking for the tall, skinny dude with tattoos. My buddy came in, got some stuff, said you're really cool, you're really good at what you did. And so, I mean, I get that a lot. So my rapport is good with the community. So I've been thinking about opening up my own shop, because, I mean, I do everything. I do the sales, I do the booking, I do the check-ins, I do, you know, the consultations, the installs themselves, I deal with everything. So I know how to run the business, you know. Mostly it would be, you know, getting it started. I don't see why I can't do it. Why not? You know what they charge for my custom labor for an hour is, I think it's $140 or something. Maybe a little bit more than that. Like, if I was making $140 an hour, I mean, apart from costs, like, that's ridiculous. $140 an hour, I'll be buying a house in no time. Chilling. Big chilling. Big chilling. Then the music, man. If this wasn't a time to make music, just shattered. And it's like, initially I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make this podcast, break a song, like, fuck that bitch. No, but that's not even the case. Like, I don't think of her like that, because that's not, yeah, that's just not what I feel. I just feel like we needed a reset. I mean, it's been 10 years. Obviously, we've both changed over that time period. And I mean, if she gave me the opportunity to win her heart over again, I would take it in a heartbeat, pun intended. 'Cause, I mean, she truly is an amazing person, in and out. I mean, we all have our flaws, right, you know? But I think that's what I love about her, you know? She can be a bit angry sometimes, but she can be so sweet, so stinking sweet, and just, like, she's the best person I know. And I hope she knows that. It's been hard. It's been tough. Luckily, the buddy I'm staying with, names are Brock and Kara, and man, are they are goals. They should just be labeled as goals because they're just crushing it. They work together at the real estate office. They are constantly, trying to, they're doing this thing, it's 75 hard. I forgot the dude's name, but I listened to a couple of his podcasts, and that was actually after listening to the dude's podcast, that's when I decided I was going to stop being a little biatch, pick myself up, dust my shit off, put my crown back on, and get to it, because fuck it, I ain't, it doesn't do anybody any good if I'm just like, fucking useless, being a fucking sad sack. Like, the fuck? And don't nobody want to be around that. I don't want anybody's like pity for me, or that's what Shelby was texting me. Just, that's my ex's name. She's like, I must be like getting all the pity parties. And I was like, I don't want that. I don't want anyone to feel bad for me. And I don't want anyone to like slander you either. Like, it's not, this isn't your fault. I mean, it's a mutual thing. This wasn't any one person's fault. We did this together. We broke it together, and it's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but but so I guess I wrote a list, I can read that to you too. And I think I wrote the list like right after we decided kind of that it was over. I said goals during separation. Number one, to not break. Number two, to quit vaping. Number two, to not play games. Four, to eat healthier. Because at this point, I was like still in my depression. And I think the eating had a lot to do with it. I was eating fast food so fucking much. I haven't eaten fast food in, it's been over a week. At least, well, yeah, maybe. Something like that. Yeah, I don't. This has been the longest fucking 10 days of my life, I will tell you that. I feel like it's been months. Like, it hasn't been years. It hasn't been days. It feels at least like it's been 1 month. Because, dude, my brain's been so broken. Anyways, so back to the list. To pray. We're doing that a lot more. To focus on physical and mental health. The reading, gym. I went to the gym twice today. And I've been trying to work out with Brock and Kara on their 75 hard and still go to the gym and just live a little more active, I guess. The next one says to get her back. And then the next one after that says, or prepare myself to be able to live without her. Sad face. Yeah. And then the next one is to express what I feel. And then the last one is to learn to love better. All these things come together. My communication skills are terrible. As soon as we start talking, it's like it. I don't know if I'm just immature or my brain or what, but I kind of just like shut down and then I don't say anything. It gets awkward and then it just makes it weirder. And we've had a couple like serious conversations where it got like that. And I mean, I remember doing that when I was small. I don't like doing it, It's like I think of these things to say in my head, and then I just don't say them. And then it, this this silence has been going for so long that now, if I were to say that, it would just sound weird or like not genuine or whatever. Apparently, whatever is my new word for the day. We're gonna got a lot of ums and whatevers in this, but I forgot where I was going with all this. Running out of juice here. I'm getting a little sleepy. I've been going to bed a lot sooner. Waking up at 4 a.m. This thing's telling me I'm running out of time. Oh, dang, 45 minutes. That's a long little talk. I did not expect this to go for that long. But so we're gonna try to make some music here. I got 12 beats that I already purchased, and I would like to, put some feels out there while the feels are there. Just gotta do it. Just gotta grab it and do it. Kind of like I just grabbed this and did this. Didn't really think I was going to, and then kind of just opened it up and started talking. So thanks, Anchor. Make it real simple. This is not an advertisement. But, my takeaway from all of this is, or if I had words to say to you guys, is like, don't take anything you got for granted, because it can be gone in the blink of an eye. It was just like that for me. All of these things that we have, our phones, all this, just like put it down for a second, be in the moment. If you have a significant other, or like, I don't know if you're younger, like your mom or your dad or whoever, like stop and talk to them. Just like be present. I think that would have helped us so much if we could have just, spent a little bit of time with each other. Our schedules kind of conflicted, and then the days we did have off, she was kind of going out and doing like all her like her nails or her hair, and then she wouldn't get back till late. So by the time she's done all these things, now it's back to our normal schedule of, okay, it's time to feed the kids, it's time to get the kids ready for bed, it's time to do this, it's time to do that, and then I gotta work the next day, and it's just kind of got in the rut, man. I wish we wouldn't have. I wish we could have talked it out and figured out a solution. It's just a lot of love to throw away, at least for me. I don't know if she feels the same. I might not never know. And that's where I'm at. So, I'll probably be doing these more often. I don't know if anybody really listens to them, but yeah, boy, this is Josh, just a dad, lost soul. Oh yeah, I'm gonna read that. I wrote a little rhyme. I wrote a little rhyme. Little rhyme. Goes, I'm just a lost soul trying to find a place that's mine, some space and time. It was a melody. Let me find it. I'm just a lost soul trying to find a place that's mine, some space and time. Something to replace the shine, but nothing could replace your shine. I don't know. It had a better melody. I'll figure it out eventually. But all right, we'll call it quits there. Get ready for bed. Maybe read a little bit. You guys have a good evening. It's been real. Blessed.